have some very important people in the studio. Mark Johnson, our Moree Plains Shire Council Mayor, and also Kelvin Titherly, our General Manager of the Moree Plains Shire Council. Good morning. How are we today?
Really well, Tim. How are you going?
Thank you, Tim. Thank you for the coffee. I appreciate it, Kelvin.
Any time, Tim. Thanks for having us. So we appreciate it.
You even remembered how I like it. That was great. Thanks so much. Anyway, so we've got some things going on with the local council at the moment, and what would you like to say about that, Mark?
Yep, sure. Thanks, Tim. We had our ordinary meeting yesterday, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but on the 12th of October, I think most of the community knows that council awarded the tender to construct our 50-metre pool.
Mm-hmm.
So that I know the community's been very frustrated with this project. But council wants to get it right. So we did go out to tenders in November of 22. We weren't satisfied with those tenders, and then we went out again more recently in the last few months, and that culminated in the decision, unanimous decision, I must say, to go with Crystal Pools. They're a Sydney company. They've been constructing pools for over 65 years and have built pools all over our nation, and council we're very confident that they were the right company for the job, and we look forward to them starting. We'll start to see some works in the new year in terms of the foundations. 110 piers, I think, Mr. General Manager?
Nearly 200 piers, actually, Mr. Mayor.
And then the Crystal Pools will start construction in April, May of next year.
Okay.
It's a big project, so it'll take a while, but at least the awarding of the tender is a significant step forward for council and the community, and we're very relieved as a group, both council and senior directors, to be able to make that announcement. So there's a few other things in terms of the 50-metre pool. As the General Manager said, up to 200 piers going under there, and it'll be a concrete pool, which is what we had before the previous one. It'll be an 8-lane, 50-metre Olympic pool, and it'll have all the bells and whistles that you'd expect in a new pool construction.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. A couple of the total project is $24 million.
Wow.
But the 50-metre pool, the tender was for around $9.7 million. So that's part of the overall project. Council's been working over at the MAC for several months now, and the patrons would see us there. But the two major constructions that have been going on are in terms of the wellness hot pool and the active spa pool. So we're hoping that the wellness pool will be reopened in mid-December, so that'll be good to see that back online, and then the active spa will be around February completion, so we'll have those two hot pools going again. And in the meantime, we're starting continuing to construct on the passive hot pool as well, so we're starting to get all of those hot pools up and running, which is great, and they'll be all ready for next winter, which will be fantastic.
Right.
And the pool has been closed for the last few weeks as we reline the program pool, and that's going along really well in front of
head of schedule,
I think. So we're hoping that the pool complex but also the program pool will be reopened in the next few weeks. Learn to swim classes will recommence in November, early in November. So we had a meeting with Belgravia yesterday. They reported to council, and they've got almost, I think they said, 6 days of full of learning instructors. Mm. So that's great, a great thing for the community, and that'll start in November, as I said. Our gym on the MAC, it will be closed in January as we for about a week, and there'll be repairs to the floor and some brand new gym equipment in there for all those people who like to go and pump iron, including our general manager, early in the morning. So that'll be closed down for about a week, but it'll be really good to have that back. So lots of action. It's been a long time coming, but we recognise that, and it hasn't been an easy road. But we want to get it right, and that was really the reason we had to go back out to market, because we weren't satisfied in those first round of tenders. In addition to that, we've made an application to the federal government for a $9 million grant. We're still in the mix. We're waiting on the next stage of that to see, and we're hopeful that will happen in the coming weeks, that we'll know whether we're up to the next stage where we really go and present our case. So we're going ahead with the project in terms of the 50-metre pool, the clubhouse, and the ancillary buildings, but if we were able to get that $9 million grant, that would help us reinstate the splash pad, create a new learn to swim school pool, and then some kiosk renovations. So we're hopeful we'll get that $9 million grant. If we don't, those items will have to wait, but in the meantime, we'll get all of the pools out of there up and running. So we're really much, very much looking forward to that. So yes, we had our ordinary meeting yesterday, and we had a full day actually, which was great. One of the things that came across our desk yesterday was the draft financial report for the year ended 30 June 23, and I might flick to our GM to talk to that.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks, Tim. Yes, not nearly as exciting as the pool, of course, Tim, but I find these things very exciting. The draft financials, it shows we're in good shape. There was a very modest surplus of about $900,000 for the year.
Well, that's okay.
And that's exactly what a council should
it's
be
aiming for. Trying times with the budget and everything, so that's pretty good.
No, that's good, but no, a good solid set of financial numbers, and the community can feel very comfortable that they're in good hands in our financial management.
Mm.
It is, of course, very helpful to have an ex-managing partner of an accounting firm as the mayor.
Does help, yes.
To keep us on the straight and narrow with that. But I know it's not exciting stuff, but I would encourage all members of the community to read the financials. They are important in terms of the governance of our community.
Very necessary, and people can see where the money's going too.
Exactly.
It's really good. Mm. Yeah.
They're a great read, Tim, I've got to say.
Yeah.
Coming from an accountant's point of view.
I've got interest in business too, and I'm always into stuff like that as well. You know, I like to know who owns who and, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So, council's a significant business, and like any other local government body, we are reliant on government support. Mm. Our rates and user charges makes up about half of our income, so we're relying on the other half for government grants. Mm. The last couple of years, unfortunately, we've been pretty successful in getting a lot of flood money, so that's certainly boosted the budget. But that's being turned around into you know the roadworks that we've had to do post the flood.
Yeah, you've got to reinvest it.
As the general manager said, you know, it's our first surplus for a few years, so we're pretty comfortable about that. We carry a lot of debt, but we're able to service that successfully. So yeah, it was a good result. We look forward to the auditors signing off on that.
All right.
We finished our day yesterday. However, we were invited down to the new social co-house, Tyler Macy and his group there, and they've done an amazing job. And I'd encourage all the residents to go down and have a look at that. It is a first class facility, and those group of four people should be very proud of what they've presented. We were hosted there last night, and it was a great evening. And it's a fantastic asset for our town and a real lift in the main street from what was there previously. So I'd encourage everyone to go and support that business.
Absolutely. It will only succeed if we give it foot traffic and we rent those rooms out. So encourage everybody to go there as often as they can.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in. It's always good to catch up with you, and you're always welcome to come up quite regular and give us some updates, because, you know, we like to know what's going on with the council and local issues. I think it's a very important thing. So thank you to our Mayor Mark Johnson, and also Kelvin Titherly, our General Manager of the Moree Plains Shire Council. Great to have you in, and thanks for the coffee too.
Anytime.
Good on you, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Lovely. No worries.